I loved it. I actually left the first day just kind of on that high, like, okay, I really think this is kind of going to be my calling, and it's fun, it's enjoyable. You know, if you've worked in hospital, you know that it's hard work, and especially in the ER, people aren't always happy to see you. So doing something where people are like, yes, please put needles in my face, you're like, okay, this is fun.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Louis Laser Guy. This is our show, talking to all types of amazing people that are in the wonderful $16 billion world of medical aesthetics. What does that mean? It means cosmetic injections like Botox and fillers and sclerotherapy and PDO threads and PRP and Kybella and cosmetic technologies like laser hair removal and photofacial and CoolSculpt, and you get the picture. So today I've got Lane, nurse. Is it nurse or nurse practitioner, Lane?
Nurse, soon to be nurse practitioner, still in school right now, but.
Oh, look at you. All you nurses, I mean, you guys are forever in school. You just want to learn, 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 right?
Always. Never stop.
I love it. So I know we met a couple years ago briefly when you came to class. Is it in Scottsdale, right?
Yep, in Scottsdale.
So just curious, let's go backtrack in life. Are you an Arizona native or where are you from?
I am. Born and raised in Arizona. Never left and love it here.
So high school and college in Arizona?
Yes. Yep.
Where'd you go to college?
So my first degree, I actually went to NEU straight out of high school, left, right, and went into sales, actually.
And what kind of sales? What were you selling?
Facilities management services. So mail and copy centers, fax machines, all that good stuff.
Boring.
Boring. Not my cup of tea. Long story short, my dad got sick and his nurses inspired me to go to nursing school. So that is how.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that?
That'll be about 10 years ago that process kind of started.
What type of nursing did you do before cosmetic medicine, and how many years?
I was an emergency room nurse for 6 years.
Very cool. And did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I loved it. I actually never thought I would leave the emergency room.
So you're liking what you're doing, you're enjoying the world of nursing, and one day this thought popped in your brain of cosmetic injections. And what made you think that?
So my husband actually came home and he goes, you should do Botox. And I was like, I don't need Botox. and he's like, no, you should inject Botox. And at the time I was actually very into makeup. I've always loved makeup. So I was doing a lot of makeup art on the face, like Halloween makeup, fun stuff like that.
So you were kind of into the, aesthetic world, your mind.
Yeah. But didn't really know a lot about Botox, fillers, anything in that realm. And so I was like, stop trying to get me to leave the ER. Like, I like where I'm at, but it just kind of kept playing in my head. And, anyway, so my now medical director, he had a nurse injector renting from him, and she kind of gave me the lowdown on the industry. And so I decided to take the leap and come to NLI, and here I am.
Okay, so the husband was the inspiration, then you did some exploring, and how did you find National Laser? How did you hear about us? Was it a Google search? Was it a friend? Or?
So I actually, once I kind of had it in my head, I actually started following injectors on Instagram, and then she's kind of, we rent space together. Her name's Vicky. She's my mentor, but she and a few other injectors actually recommended National Laser Institute just to kind of get your feet wet.
Yeah, awesome. So did they come to our program too, or?
So yes, actually.
Very cool. I love the word of mouth referrals are awesome because it's the cheapest marketing in the world, as you know. I mean, we can spend hundreds of dollars to acquire a new customer on Google, Facebook, TV, radio, or when a friend tells a friend tells a friend. I mean, that's golden. Yeah, and it builds a personal brand, it's the cheapest marketing. So that's what we all got to strive for, which is the best part about social media, right? Which is why we're doing this, to get in front of a zillion people and build our brands and spread the love, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, very cool. So a couple of years ago, you went to National Laser. Did you do just the injection course or technologies like lasers and injections?
Just the injection course. Knowing that I was not going to just jump right in and open my own med spa with all the bells and whistles, I knew I wanted to kind of start small, perfect my craft and then go back for more later on.
Yeah, so I'd say half the people like you start the weekend course, a day of Botox, Dysport, neurotoxins, a day of fillers, just the foundation. Some yep. people want more and they do like 7-8 more days where we do more practice than the Botox fillers, we do PDO threads, better therapy, you know, blah, 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 blah. So there's no right or wrong. You just, you got to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you remember about your experience? Did you enjoy it? Do you remember anything about it?
I loved it. I actually left the first day just kind of on that high, like, okay, I really think this is kind of going to be my calling. And it's just, it's fun. It's enjoyable. You know, if you've worked in hospital, you know that it's hard work. And especially in the ER, people aren't always happy to see you. So doing something where people are like, yes, please put needles in my face. You're like, okay, this is fun.
You finished our course. And did you go back to the hospital and practice nursing, or did you start exploring opportunities in cosmetic medicine right away? What was the journey?
So I actually, I'll call her my mentor. She mentored me, and I knew that we were going to do that. So I actually knew that I was going to leave NLI and still do my own business, but not full-scale med spa, just a little boutique. So I rent space. We rent space together. And she kind of kept me under her wing so I could ask her questions.
Nice.
You know, it's a lot of information. Even after all of the information you get at National Laser Institute, it's constant learning. So,
sure. Okay. So basically you had a friend who's in the business, you graduated from her course and you hung out with her and did some shadowing, got some experts. And did you baby step it? Did you start doing like 1 day a week injections and evolved, or?
Yeah. So I was still working at the hospital part-time. You know, I have two little kids, so we baby steps. So just kind of word of mouth. I never did any advertising or anything. Just kind of put it out there on social media. Hey, I'm doing Botox filler.
For all the other moms out there that are nurses out there that are thinking, well, gosh, this seems cool, but my kids come first and I want to spend time with my kids first. And I want to dabble in this side hustle, do a little bit here and there and can maybe keep the nursing job and mix it up. Then it's doable, huh? It's doable. They can do that, huh?
It's doable. It's, I always say it's doable, especially if your heart's in it. Like if you really want to make it happen, you can make anything happen. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in school or you have kids or, you know, other commitments, you work for what you want. So yeah. Even if it's late hours, early mornings, I did that for a long time where I was just putting in that extra time learning, building my website, that kind of stuff. But you make it happen.
And 5 years from today, 10 years from today, do you want to be doing exactly what you're doing, or do you want to be, where do you see yourself evolving to? Where do you want to go personally?
Personally, I'd like to continue to grow as an educator. I think, you know, the first few years you're really learning your craft, perfecting it. And now as I'm getting more comfortable, you know, it's fun to kind of pay it back what was given to me with, you know, the educators from NLI and my mentor. So I would like to pay that back. I am getting my NP right now. So I'll be my own medical director, and I'd love to be able to do that for other injectors and just kind of bring them under my wing. And
what's your advice for people who, they're a nurse in the hospital, they're doing hospice, they want to do this as a side hustle, part-time, full-time. What's your advice to people just kind of checking this out, exploring this industry?
I think my biggest advice is, one, you know, especially if you're coming, you know, you want to do NLI, check out in your area, wherever you're from, because obviously not everyone's here local to Arizona. There's other NLI locations. Look at where you think that you want to practice. Start messaging other injectors in your area. See if you can shadow them. Or once you do get your certification, you get back from NLI. Hey, can I follow you or maybe even mentor under you? Because it's really, it's an amazing field, but it is, you know, sometimes it can be lonely not having that, you know, in the hospital, you have all those
camaraderie,
people
yeah.
that support you. So just kind of starting that process where, you know, you feel like you have some support.
All right, my dear. Well, I appreciate your time. For anybody who's local, check this out and wants an injection, what's the name of your business?
Lane Beauty Co. Lane Beauty Co.
And can they find you on Instagram at Lane Beauty Co?
Yep.
Very cool. Well, thanks for your time. Nice catching up, and I hope to see you one day soon.
All right. Thanks, Lewis.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.